Welcome to podcast of Splash Gain, award-winning education technology company working on digital assessment, proctoring, digital evaluations in education. Software technology platforms of Splash Gain are being used by hundreds of customers with success. Swapnil, founder and director of Splash Gain, is discussing about effective ways to promote your education courses. Over to Swapnil.
Are you looking to promote your education institute among prospective students? Are you looking for some of the cost-effective ways to promote your courses among prospective students? Social media or even digital marketing are the new avenues that are helping a lot to reach out to prospective students. So today I am going to share four techniques that will help you to promote your education institute among prospective students. So stay tuned. So while promoting your education institute or your courses among prospective students, top priority thing would be certification like NAC accreditation or ISO certification or even CRISIL rating. So all those certifications provide authenticity for prospective student that some of the organizations or leading organization has audited various processes, various infrastructure or even campus placement activity associated with education institution, and that has provided certain rating for the institution. It helps students to make decision whether they should apply for admission for your education institute or not. So if you consider CRISIL rating, CRISIL has come up with new rating for the higher education institution, where they do audit associated with infrastructure as well as placement activities, and based on that, on those things, they provide certain rating for education institution that can help you to improve your brand image among prospective students. If you consider higher education institution, then NAC has also come up with their own accreditation process. So NAC is a government body that provides rating like A+, B- or something for the higher education institution based on various factors like infrastructure, teaching faculty, or overall support associated with the placement activity. So all those things are taken into consideration while going for the accreditation or rating associated with accreditation. If you are a coaching institute or training institute, then you can opt for ISO certification. That will also help you to portray amongst prospective student about your brand recognition. Another key aspect while promoting your education institute would be taking into consideration feedback from the alumni group. So your alumni can act as a brand ambassador while promoting your courses. So you might be having a lot of alumni who are working in various industries. They might be at the management position, or they are working in research, or any segment or any industry they might be working. So you need to ensure that you are able to take their feedback in the form of text or in the form of video as well. And those videos need to be promoted over social media. And if you are portraying those feedback on your institute website, then it will be better if you can link that testimonial with the that alumni profile on Facebook or LinkedIn. That will help you to have authenticity for among prospective students. So if any of the prospective students are reading those testimonials or they are checking the feedback from the passed out student, and if they would like to see the actual profile of those students, they can click on the link provided and they can check their LinkedIn profile or even Facebook profile. And if they have mentioned that they are passed out from XYZ institution and they have completed certain course, that will help you to improve your authenticity, and that will also help you to promote your educational courses among prospective students in a cost-effective manner. Next key aspect while promoting your education institute will be showcasing or portraying your faculty achievements on your website or sharing it over social media. So while selecting or while applying for the admission for any education institution, number one aspect that students take into consideration is kind of teaching faculty that are available within particular course or for particular education institution. So if you are having a rock star faculty or faculty which is very famous, or they have done some kind of research paper, or they have contributed significantly for the student progress, then you should be able to promote that thing over social media, where you can take interview of that faculty, where that faculty can share their opinion among prospective students. and that will help students to understand what kind of faculty is there within education institution. So if you are coaching organization or if you are in the coaching industry like IIT JEE entrance, or if you are preparing student for any kind of entrance exam, then faculty plays number one role in the decision making of the prospective students for taking admission related to your coaching institution. Even accreditation bodies like NAC accreditation or ISO, they also provide a lot of weightage for the teaching faculty or overall faculty curriculum associated with your teaching while defining the certification or accreditation level for your education institution. Another key important aspect while promoting your education institute or coursework would be portraying your industry interaction or your industry ties. So while taking admission, any prospective students take into consideration key industry ties. So if you are going to have industry ties related to internship or live projects, or there are more visiting faculties who are coming to your education institution for having interactions or guest lectures for the prospective students, then you can record those things. You can record testimonials of the industry visit faculty members, and those testimonials or feedback can be shared with the prospective students across social media. So you can make effective use of the video in this case, where you can record your guest lectures happening in your education institution, and those guest lectures can be uploaded on your Facebook or YouTube channel, and those can be portrayed or those can be effectively used while promoting your educational courses. Even accreditation bodies also provide lot of weightage for industry ties or industry interaction. So if you are going to have industry tie or tie with particular organization related to internship work or live projects, then that will help you to promote your educational courses, and number of applicants associated with your education institute will also increase because of such industry interaction or industry ties. So to conclude, social media can play a very key role while promoting your education institute or courses. But you need to take into consideration some of the key aspects like accreditation or industry ties or portraying your faculty achievement or even interaction with your alumni group. If you are able to focus on those aspects, then it will be very easy and it will be very cost effective for you to promote your education institute or courses. We are working with many higher education institutes for promoting their courses through innovative channels like social media or through video marketing activities. If you would like to understand how we are promoting those courses or how we can help you in promoting those courses, then you can connect with us.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Do not forget to rate, review our podcast. We would be back with exciting episode in the next week. Bye for now.